Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Chop Sports Network. Chop Sports.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on, what is today? Wednesday, June the 16th, 2021, reunited. And it feels so good. How you feeling, bro? You all right there?
Yeah, bro. I got the, I'll just tell the people.
Yeah, might as well.
Kidney stone issues are a motherfucker.
Just get the surgery. I was talking to Alan yesterday. He's like, just do it. It stinks for like 2 weeks and then you're good.
Oh, you were talking to Alan. Like I didn't just have 12 procedures done in the last 18 months.
Because Alan was asking where you were. And I was like, yeah, he's got some shit going on. Like,
it's deeper than that. I've had issues with this kidney stone thing for almost 2 years now. I've had surgeries. It's just the kidney stone was enormous. They blasted it into a bunch of pieces. Then they sit dormant. And then they just resurface.
And they
but
just come out whenever
it's like
they
2 weeks at a time. I got to deal with a stent. I don't want to get into it any further than that. Google what a stent is.
No, don't do that, fellas. You'll lose your lunch. It's starch. Yeah. It's gooch. It's production. Pete, bro. Had you have a good time last night, bro?
Hell yeah. Let's go Nets.
Oh, okay. That's what he's talking about. Okay, that's weird. He skipped out of office earlier yesterday to get ready for a little bit of a date, right?
Yeah, went well.
Good. Very good. Very good. I remember those days. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We haven't, obviously, we weren't together yesterday, so there's a lot to catch up on. But the Nets do work. We'll talk about that. The Yankees and the Mets were in action. Start with the Islanders. I know since Gooch is such a big hockey guy now, the Islanders dropped one yesterday, 4-2. Now that series is tied 1-1. How you feeling about our Islanders?
No, I told you, I'm a Tampa guy. Remember, it's my team. I'm a huge Steven Stamkos fan the NHL game.
This is true. You know,
they got the southpaw. Do you call a lefty in hockey a southpaw? Because Kucherov is a lefty. I just know that
from
the video.
I just think you
call
him a lefty shot. Right? So the
lefty, Kucherov back on that grimy shit that Tampa pulled, but really that's just an NHL loophole, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely not.
So,
the salary thing?
The salary thing.
Yeah, please explain. I never actually
dove into
it.
All right, so basically,
this is
so
great,
basically, after the salary cap, I mean, after the trade deadline in the NHL, the salary cap leaves. So essentially, right now, with Kucherov coming back for the playoffs, like he was their, he is their guy, but him coming back now puts them $17 million over the cap.
Oh,
and it's allowed because
so it's a soft cap,
a loophole.
It's not a hard cap.
No, it's more like a loophole. I'm pretty sure it's a hard cap until a certain time.
Okay,
and then it becomes no cap.
Listen, if you could, don't blame the Tampa Bay Lightning for taking advantage of a loophole in the rules, but whatever. So we start with what goes down last night as one of the more interesting NBA playoff games. I said it yesterday while I was sitting here in my lonesome, and I said KD had to score 35 points in order for them to win. He not only does that, he scores a whole lot more.
Yeah, he had a historical game.
And he becomes one of now four guys in the 40-15-10 club. He joins Luka, which I believe happened last year, if I'm not mistaken, Charles Barkley and Oscar Robertson. Not bad company. Oscar Robertson is, I heard it on Jimmy Palumbo's, you guys, I've said he's on anybody's list, he's top 10 ever to play the game of basketball. So Durant actually showed up. He balled out. He did what he had to do, and he got the job done. And the Nets now are in firm control of that series with Harden apparently going to be a little bit healthier going into the next game. He showed his weakness a little bit. You know, he did suit up, and he showed that he was hurt.
You think Harden's going to play game six? I don't.
So now he's going to sit because they're up.
I think that, you know, he played because he needed to play. And I'll tip my cap. I said I don't believe in his mentality fucks me up. Same thing with Kyrie.
Right.
I was saying it about AD. Like, you got to go. It was a must-win game. Yesterday was a must-win game for the Nets. They needed that game. They couldn't go down 3-2 because you know how New York is, bro.
Oh,
if they go down 3-2, they were already written off at 2-2 in a sense.
Yeah, you're right.
Harden, I don't think, is fully healthy, and you saw it in his play. Mm-hmm. He's a decoy. We were talking about it with Pete before. He's a decoy. He's nice to have out there. But in game six, I think he rests because there's a chance that the Nets lose with Harden anyway on the road. You understand what I'm saying? And there's a chance that they win without him. So there's no guarantees either way, the way KD played. My whole thing is, I think that you need him healthy.
Right.
And you can't risk him getting hurt in a game six where it's not a do or die for the Nets.
It's surreal to actually talk like that, saying like, take a seat. I wouldn't normally say
take a seat.
But
it's
do they really
want
to go?
But he's hurt.
Understood.
That's the thing. He's hurt.
Do they want to go lackadaisical in game six and then have to have backs against the walls game seven? and expect Durant to deliver again like that?
But the whole point is they have the big 15 now in Brooklyn, so...
Shout out to Ray Ray.
Yeah, shout out Ray Ray.
By the way, nice shirt.
I was just going to say
that. You got to post that, bud.
My whole thing with that, I just don't see him being fully healthy. He was like, what, 1-for-8 from the field?
Something like that.
Something terrible. I think he was over his first six or something like that. He wasn't shooting well. A couple
of those were hitting the front
of the rim. He had some nice dishes down low, you know, finding guys. And like I said, he's just a good decoy out there. So his presence does help. I just don't see him being ready to go.
What is the latest on Kyrie?
I mean, he's out for this series.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's interesting. Obviously, like I said, the Nets are in control. They got game 6 tomorrow night. We'll get to, if we do win some softball games and maybe want to go celebrate, we'll actually get to go watch the tail end of that Nets game out in the public. But the bigger story today, I was at the gym when it broke, Chris Paul. We're all talking about craziness on how good the Suns are.
Wait. I don't mean to cut you off here. Are we going to just gloss over how Giannis shrunk in crunch time? Yeah, we gotta run this back. We're going to run this back. Bro, Giannis, 7 foot tall, 6'1 last night in the crunch time. 6'1.
Had right? the fumbles, had the hips and yips.
You got a banged up, like we were just talking about how banged up Harden is. We got a banged up Harden guarding Giannis one-on-one down low, right? And he settles for a fadeaway. What are you doing, bro? Fadeaway. Then Middleton gets penetration, dishes it to Giannis for an easy dunk. He can't handle it. These are big, huge moments. He can't hit a free throw to tie the game in a big, or go up 2. Either way, you can't have your big star not being able to hit free throws. You saw the difference between a KD and a Giannis yesterday. KD hits everything clutch. That three,
that one
when Harden dribbled out the shot clock like he's so fucking great at doing.
How funny was that? When you said, like, you literally predicted that. I don't even know when it was. You're like, Harden's going to dribble out the shot clock. I thought about that as Harden was, like, near midcourt. I'm like, dude, do something with it. And he wasn't. I'm not rooting for the Nets by any stretch, but I'm just like, dude. You know, like, do something. And he gets it to Durant, and he hits this all-world shot. And I'm
that
just
was,
like,
that was,
forget it.
That was like,
over.
That's when you knew the Nets weren't losing regardless. Nah, because you saw the look on KD's face.
He did the whole.
I couldn't stop staring at his disgusting shoulder scab. But
he's just got to rip it. Just, like the Band-Aid. Just
cover it.
Or is it the shoulder scab, or is it one of those, like, you know what it looks like? It's when these guys go to, like, college, and they're, like, branded with their
It's when he fell.
I remember.
And it's just like, it's just going to be there forever now.
Just
I guess.
It's his battle scar. You know, some people grow playoff beards. This guy's letting his scar heal. Like, that's just the way it is. But, yeah, I mean, look, that series is great. And it's going back to Milwaukee now. One has to win. And by the way, dude, Tucker, the other day I was calling him like this juggernaut of a person because he could probably break KD in half. Last night he looked like a little bitch. I'm sorry.
Well, here's what happens when someone drops 50 on you. It's hard to not look like a bitch.
Griffin was walking away and like he was just like mouthing off something, but like Tucker was almost like the hold me back, but nobody was like holding him back. He was just standing there. Well, like the referee was in front of him.
It's his job to be the antagonist. I think PJ Tucker's doing a great job this series. He has the hard assignment of having to cover KD.
Oh, shout out to Skip Bayless, who said that Tucker is just swarming and just completely swarming Kevin Durant.
Intimidating him and this and that.
Intimidating.
I want to know why fucking Giannis isn't calling out KD before game 5.
What do you mean?
You know, like he's like, in the post game, he's like, I'm guarding KD in game 6. Where were you game 5, bro? What the fuck are you talking about?
That's very true.
Are you kidding me?
So,
very disappointed.
Don't you think that's
Giannis.
Kind of a disrespectful thing to say about basically your teammates?
No, because
I'm doing it now. Nobody else can do it.
I think that the teammates know that he's their best defender. It's not even a debate. He's 7 foot. He can match his length. He could get out on the perimeter. It's unfortunate at Giannis this offseason. You see the same thing year after year with him when you're like, oh, when's he going to make that next step? And you see all these other guys that elevate their game in the playoffs.
Right.
Giannis does the opposite.
Yeah, well. We'll see. Tomorrow night, game 6.
Back to Chris Paul.
There we go. Very, very odd turn of events as far as everybody kind of looking at the Suns like the juggernaut of the West all of a sudden. As soon as you get rid of LeBron, it's time to ride the Suns. Here's my theory. You ready for my conspiracy theory? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't like those people.
It's a good thing the Suns got a month off before they have to play again.
Well, that too. And I'm hoping, I mean, they're saying like out indefinitely. And I'm just like, well, wait a minute. Like, no, can he clear? Like, John Rahm? He got back on the...
That's what happens when I see media say dumb shit to grab a headline out indefinitely. He's entering the health and safety protocol. He could be back in a day. They just don't know because that's what it is.
And I hope for him it is because to me, the conspiracy theory is, and again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't like any of these other things. Like, there's guys out there that still think Trump is in office, like currently in office. There's psychos out there, right? I think this was a direct penalty from the league for Suns and Four Guy. That they're so mad that that got so much mainstream media that they're saying, okay, watch this. We're about to tell you that your Suns and Four are about to lose in four.
What they do? They
Paul is now out.
So did they like? Did they like? Seriously, they went into Chris Paul's locker and swabbed COVID onto something and be like,
he did the Rudy Gobert.
Take this COVID, Chris Paul, because that guy beat up two fucking pieces of shit.
By the way, phenomenal find of that it was Hawaii Mike. Hawaii Mike finds this thing. Now, where did he
send it to me? I don't know. I just ripped it off Facebook. He commented. He put it in the comments. He didn't even put it as a post.
Oh my God!
So I found it in the comments section.
I've never seen, like, if you get owned,
you
in
don't
a fight,
like that video. That video was so wholesome.
I know. Those two like, kids man, are so happy chain, to see dog, they're okay. Like my chain. I'm like,
first of all, if you got that chain, why are you sitting up there? If I'm wearing that chain, I got enough money to sit fucking down low.
You're on the bench at this point.
Or that chain was just fake.
Oh, it's 100% fake. And that's exactly, I don't know if you watched the interview.
And if it's not fake, now that they've been all over the internet, they're going to get robbed. Because there's somebody 100%. Out there that's like, you know what? That guy's not tough and I am, or I'm not tough, but I have a gun.
Well, apparently.
And I'm going to come get your chain.
Apparently, according to Suns and Four Guy, who I know he has a name and he just did an interview with Portnoy, which was, I watched some of it. He said that the banter started when Suns and Four Guy was telling those guys that all their ice and drip was fake. And that's how it all started. Like, they were obviously bantering back and forth about the basketball game itself. But all of a sudden, he's like, oh, nice fake ice or whatever the hell. And they took it personal. And then they tried to sneak him.
I took that personal.
Hey, and then he tried to sneak him. The best part is, if you watch the video, and it's again, an amazing video. It's on Chop Sports Network, along with the response from these clowns. But, like, you know, just the backing up and then, like, and you're right. Like, he thought he was being slick. And then he got hockey pummeled. And we talked about it already.
It looked like
he
was. You ever try and throw a punch in a dream?
And you can't?
And you can't. That's right. How he threw the punch. Only it was real life. It's like, what? Punch. What? Did that punch go in fucking reverse?
But anyway, the real subject here is Chris Paul. And it's a matter of when or if that they'll clear him. I mean, yes, they have time. The other series, obviously, is what, 2-2, right? And that's tonight.
Aren't all these guys vaccinated? Like, what?
Well, he's not. And that's a story that Pro Football Talk, who I don't really typically like to plug because that's a lot of hackadoodle-doos over there too. But I do, there was an article saying this situation in particular might get the NFL players that are kind of not refusing, but just don't really give a shit to get vaccinated. Maybe some are like super duper like against it, whatever. And
Well, if there's any conspiracy theory going on now, it's that they're giving this to Chris Paul to get all the other players on board to get vaccinated.
Right, there's another one. But for real though, like this Pro Football Talk wrote about it saying, look how easy it is to take out the star in front of a big game. So like, let's just say a Super Bowl Sunday hits in 2022. Not that COVID's going to be a thing in 2022. God, please, God, don't be. But, you know, and Mahomes is in it or Rodgers is in it. Somebody's in it and they're like, oh, by the way, you tested positive. You can't play today. Good luck, Jordan Love. Or good luck back up to Patrick Mahomes, which I think is Chase Daniel.
Settle down.
I'm just saying. This is supposed to kind of maybe give them the kick in the ass. Like, go get vaccinated so this won't happen to you.
No, I agree.
You know, like yeah, that's
I could see I see their basis for writing that article, but I don't know, man.
Mike Florio.
Chris Paul's a gamer. He's just gonna play through COVID. No, I'm good. Health and safety, my ass. You see my shoulder last week? I'm fine. All right.
If I can beat this nasty shoulder injury, you're damn right I could beat a pandemic.
If everyone else is vaccinated, then what's the difference? I'm not going to get into the vaccine
But. You're completely, listen, I know we can't get into this because it's just too much and it's too much science and the guys that we were listening to are turned out to be scumbags too. So it doesn't matter. It's all political. It's all garbage. But anyway, the Clippers play tonight, I believe. Game 5 is tonight. And of course, the Nets are back on the court tomorrow for their game 6. I'm missing somebody. There's another.
Hawks Sixers tonight as well.
Hawks and Sixers. My boy, Ice Trey Young. My man. He's going to.
Oh! Shaq yesterday on NBA, NBA, whatever this show is, what? TNT.
People love that show.
Oh, it's funny. It's a great show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. First of all, I can't understand a word Shaq is saying. And I know that's his shtick pretty much his entire life, even since, like, Blue Chips. You know what I mean? Like, You know, it's just, I can't.
Shaq is a legend. I fucking love Shaq.
I love Shaq as a person, as a player, as a personality. But boy, oh boy, I can't get it. And then Barkley, the knuckleheaded, how distracted. But and another one I can't understand.
Pure comedy.
And then
that
Kenny
show.
The Jet, he stinks too. He's bouncing a ball during halftime. But
Ernie Johnson is one of the goats.
Ernie's a goat. Ernie, I feel bad for Ernie.
Why? He's loving it. Are you kidding me? He's got one of the best jobs in the world. He sits between two Hall of Famers and some guy that was like, you know, okay. But they rag on him for only being okay.
Kenny, he's got two rings.
Yeah, of course. But did you watch yesterday how they were talking about how he said that he was the voice of the team in the locker room? And they were like, no, the fuck you weren't.
He was with, Hakeem.
No, and Vernon Maxwell was on the team, and they were like, and they asked Robert Horry on Shaq's podcast.
Robert Horry's on that team.
They asked Robert Horry, and he's like, nah, it was Vernon Maxwell was the guy that like gave us the motivation. He would be like, but Kenny would be like, guys, it's a big spot, we can't turn it over. And they'd all look and be like, yeah, no shit, we can't turn it over. There's 1 minute to go, and we're up one.
It's fourth and one. We can't gain less than 1 yard. is that the idea? Great. But yeah, that show. I don't know. I tried to watch the post game last night after the Nets won, and I guess that's part of me was. And look, maybe this is a credit to Chop Sports. I was more interested to see what went down in Chop Sports yesterday than what was happening in the post game.
Dude, Chop Sports was live last
night. He said last night, and I said, "Bro, you gonna say anything?" He's like, "I'm saving receipts. I'm saving people's ads. I'm saving usernames. I'm doing all this shit." He's compiling to drop a bomb. And Ray Ray was rocking the shirt yesterday. Again, we literally made a shirt, exclusive Chop Sports shirt for Ray Ray. Have a seat. Yeah, I mean, look, it's unbelievable. I do want to give him some rub because it's amazing.
You're gonna pull it up?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up and I'm gonna play it because this is the video that I got sent last night as soon as the game was over. I'll make sure the volume's up. Here we go, ready?
Yo, Sturge, how many posts are getting deleted right now? Have a seat.
Ray is a legend, bro. Saying that people that were posting are now deleting their statuses to not look stupid because they're like, oh.
Like Michael Rappaport.
Michael Rappaport. What a hack. My God, bro. Again, loved you in Deep Blue Sea. Loved you in Deep Blue Sea. I loved you your entire career of acting. Then you got stupid and political and just dumb.
I haven't liked him for so long.
But now look, he belongs where he belongs. He's exclusively like a member of Skip and Scan.
He's like a rat.
Skip and Shannon.
He's a little rat.
And then what? With the thing that he went off with KD during the year, exposing in the DMs. Rat. That's like me and you going nuts against each other. Like, I hate you. I hate you too. And I'm like, I'm going to show everybody what this guy said. Like, why? You clown show. So last night, yeah, he puts up a story saying KD doesn't have what it takes. He's not LeBron. He's not Steph Curry. He's got no, quote, Brooklyn in him. And KD was like, hey, hold.
Yeah, he's
everything.
Like, I'm from Texas, so right. Why would I? I played here for fucking 6 months.
Oh, but that's another thing. I'll ask you this opinion, and maybe Pete can chime in too. Stephen A. Smith, another. It's like these are the guys. You know what the problem is? We wish that McAfee was like 9 to 5. You know what I mean? Because
the anti-establishment sports media. That's why we're here.
I know, but he goes out and here he goes. Kevin Durant is the greatest basketball player to ever play in New York ever. Is that true? If you think about it, Knicks, Nets,
who's better in the history?
Walt Clyde Frazier.
Here's the reason why it's
Patrick Ewing.
It's hard.
Jason
like
Ewing, but he's not better than Durant.
He played one season.
He's been here
so
for
it's
half
like,
a
is
second.
Is he the best player to ever play in New York? Probably.
Yeah. All
like
right.
When you rank all the all time players, do you got a Nick or a Net on there? Maybe Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
But.
Right, pound for pound, he's right.
Durant,
but it's like,
that's why I'm saying, maybe Jason Kidd, but like, no. You know, like,
I love Jason Kidd.
Well, what about
no.
Jason Kidd or Kyrie? That's a fair debate.
Kyrie Durant?
No, I'm saying, who would you say is
oh,
better?
Oh, God, like, Jason Kidd, stop, bro. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm a big JT fan.
Get the fuck out. You're
Pete's off. Dude, the next 2 days,
Jason
and that's just by chance.
Jason Kidd is, it's not fair. It's just stop. Just stop. Jason Kidd played 18 years or 19 years and won a title in his 18th or something like that. His first title, but
yeah.
But when he
just pull up Jason Kidd's numbers and tell me again, bro.
Oh, he's got to do that. Wow, he really got the vein going. Look at that.
It's not even close either.
All right, but anyway, so the playoffs are the playoffs, and there's continuing on tonight, tomorrow, and we're gonna have a hell of a debate tomorrow. We got two games on the dock tonight.
You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Janine right now.
We move over to baseball. Last night, big, big, big win. And I called it, and I said that it needed to happen. And, you know, look.
So the Yankees won one in a row.
If they win one tonight, that's two in a row. And if they win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak, and it has happened before. So can the Yankees string some together? Is this a bad Blue Jays team? Did they catch? No, I think the Blue Jays have a nice little offense. And for Montgomery to pitch the way he did last night, and for, you know, Sanchez to stay hot, and Chris Gittens putting the stick to the ball.
Guardy hit that ball out. That was a really tough pitch to hit.
And then Frazier comes in with a pinch hit double to basically seal it.
I'm not going to...
this is the feel-good, the win that they needed.
We've had this conversation before.
Twice, three times.
I'm not going to get ahead of myself and say what we would normally do and give credence to all these Mets fans that talk shit about Yankee fans that, they win a game and other... No, I'm always going to be a Yankee fan, but I see it how I see it right now. Even that game, they kind of, you know, snuck
by. Right. They're kind of skin to their teeth.
You know, but a bad break here or there, and they lose.
But very correct.
We'll see how it goes. You know, I'm confident that the Yankees have the talent to turn things around. I need to see it over an extended period before I start saying, yeah, the Yankees are back.
One thing that did stand out to me yesterday was Chris Gittens' home run. It's his first major league hit. Took about 17 at-bats. So he finally crushes a hit, dead center, gets his call. First of all, John Sterling, it's time. It's time to I'm done with you. I love you. I love your past. I love your history. I love your calls, but it's over because I think his thing was like, Chris Gittens is Gittens or something like that. Like,
yeah, he
loves kittens. I don't know. But the biggest thing with this was, and I was talking to my buddy, you know, Dan Sobey. I was talking to him on Twitter last night when Gittens hits the home run. Some nerd catches it, right, or retrieves it. It's Gittens' first home run, right? All of a sudden, the camera pans over to this kid who's now talking to security. So clearly we know what's going on. They're trying to get the ball to give to Chris Gittens because it's his first major league home run. That conversation went on for like 15 minutes. What can this kid possibly be asking for a Chris Gittens home run?
Autographs? That's about it. Like, that's a par for the course.
You're about to say lose everything because what if Gittens says, you know what, I'm good. I don't need the ball. All that negotiating goes out the window because you decided to play hardball. You give the ball,
just
bro.
Give the ball, and then whatever. No, the whole Yankee team should do something. It's not hard to sign a
they
ball.
They would have, but
you
here he is holding court in center field on the grass. Like, I don't know. You see him shaking his head. People behind him now, like his family, like, no, don't take that. Take ask for this. Ask for that.
I'm glad
like,
I didn't see
you.
It.
Oh, it was brutal. And I was so mad at it. I was like, bro, just be a good guy. Give the guy the ball. And you know what? I guarantee you will have front row seats to the next game. And an autographed baseball from the entire team. You don't even have to do anything. But he was like negotiating. It was
You think they give out front row tickets? They don't do that shit.
I don't
they
give a an shit autograph. What
they don't give out much, trust me.
But don't be a douche rocket and just die like, what can I get out of this? What can you get out of this? He's 1-for-17 and probably will go back to the minors
and honestly,
when Luke Voigt's back.
The ball is worth nothing.
Nothing.
It's literally worth nothing.
If he goes to the Hall of Fame, sure. But now we're talking 20 years down the line.
I mean, he's 1-for-18. He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's be real.
That's what I'm saying. I told Sobey, I said, look, dude, I was like, the guy's going to be back in the minors as soon as Luke Voigt is back. You know, like, that's why he's there. And he's like, well, what if he pans out? I'm like, well, he's fucking 1-for-18.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Sobey. I know you don't listen because you're a hater, but.
Oh, he's a big hater. Big hater. He doesn't like anybody else's success except himself. But, so the Yankees get a win. Much needed. Today is Wednesday, and it is DeGrom Day, so therefore, the Mets look to sweep the Chicago Cubs. Another amazing series. We'll have Ibby in here later to talk to John Sapanaro on Till Mets Do Us Part. They'll talk all things Mets, but once again, What can you say about the New York Mets?
I have nothing to say about the Mets.
It's starting to worry you.
Yeah, it doesn't worry me. I hope they do well, but like until the Yankees kind of fucking pick it up, I just have a hard time talking about baseball.
They have the equal amount of wins as of yesterday, and then they both won, so they still have the same amount of wins, right? But the Yankees have 7 games in hand on them, and they're all losses.
Yeah.
So the Mets have to get back and do all their, and I said this yesterday, do all their little soft 7-inning doubleheaders and stuff and start making up some games. But look, dude, I mean, it's very early,
but you know, the Mets look like they're the real deal right now.
Yeah. If they were to draw, and I was telling this, who was I saying this to yesterday? Maybe I was talking to Pete about this when I said, like, even if they lose 2 or 3 straight, it stops because DeGrom is pitching and you're not going to, the only thing I could say is there's a history of them not producing for him as far as on the offensive side of the ball.
But the thing about it is now DeGrom produces for himself.
Right.
He's like, good. He gets
you
base
guys,
hits.
You guys don't want to do this for me? Yeah. I'm going to do this for you. You know what I mean? So,
taking matters into his own hands.
Right, absolutely. So we'll see. The one thing before we close is the sticky situation that's happening in Major League Baseball right now. And I think it's getting up there in the garbage takes that they've ever had. Obviously, Trevor Bauer has gone public. You know, did you see the video of him with the ball hanging on his hand? I don't get, and our boy, like we've known him forever, but the guy said it last night.
Carlos Rodon.
Rodon says that, you know, the Astros literally cheated to get a World Series. Nobody caught any suspensions except for coaches and managers and front office people. But now you're going to give 10 games to a guy that's wearing too much sunscreen or some shit. You know, like this is how do you regulate this? Sunscreen is a thing. It's sunny.
I'm just confused like, now. Like, is the issue spider tech, this new substance? Because
I think it's any.
But
substance.
Now it's like the sunscreen and rosin.
Right.
It's been going on in baseball for a really long time. Glass now made a point. Like, why'd you switch it midseason? Because now he's hurt. You know, which is, it's good for the Yankees, but like, I don't want to wish injury on anybody, but, right. You know, kind of, hey, hello. I don't believe in karma, so fuck Glass now, but you get my point, you know, switching something mid-season, and now it puts an extra strain on the form, and now he's got a UCL tear, and probably headed for Tommy John, which really derails
That's
their season,
awful.
And derails a little bit of their season next year. If he could rehab it, you know who did rehab that? I'm pretty sure.
Was it Kluber?
No, why the fuck can I think of the guy's name?
Team?
Yankees.
Wow.
The Japanese.
I almost get Daisuke.
Tanaka.
He had the same issue. Partial
Daisuke
tear,
Matsuzaka?
Partial tear of his UCL, and he avoided Tommy John. He rehabbed it, and he pitched well. You know, that's rare. So we'll see.
So our boy Severino out forever.
Yeah.
But another rehab.
But the point that I'm making is, you know, they had a union meeting, I think, in the offseason where – I don't know who the guy that said this, but...
Was this brought up in the union
meeting? Yeah, no, this was brought up in Chop Sports, and this was also brought up in the union meeting, and it was the Glasnow's quote when he was talking about it's kind of bullshit how they made us switch mid-season. I understand, but come on, like, we've been doing this a certain way, and now I got to alter things now.
Now they I can't cheat, guys. What
they
the hell?
Said there was 36 reps there. The question was raised about sticky substances and specifically the rosin and the sunscreen,
right.
And 36-0 unanimously all voted that it's okay. They all like were like, we have no problem with it.
That's
now all of a sudden,
substance. It is.
It's a substance, but it's been going on for a while. So when Gerrit Cole was like, you know, there's practices passed down, like that's what he was referring to. So
does now Cole's interview not look as dumb? Or is he still dumb?
No, because I think it always is going to look dumb because of the way he handled it. If he would have just came out and had conviction and been like, shut the fuck up, like how Bauer would have handled it and just doesn't care. Then he would have been a little bit better off. But because of it's New York and he kind of was like, oh, shit, like I'm the first one named. Like I always stand behind this. Like they should ask every pitcher.
You said that.
The same thing. Like every pitcher that pitches in baseball should be asked that question directly right after their game if it's going to be that way.
Well, now it's random checks. Almost like a HGH testosterone steroid test. Random test.
Yeah, let's speed up the game. Let's speed up the game.
Yeah. There you go. Cricket. That's not how you speed up the game. You're absolutely right. So, both teams back on the field today.
Major League Baseball botches everything.
Manfred is just, he stinks, huh? He can't get it right. He cannot get it right.
Bro,
was it Bud Selig when the steroid era?
Even how there was almost no season last year, that's all Major League Baseball's fault with not wanting to pay the players and like trying
to prorate.
Like,
that? Yeah.
We don't even want to get into that, but that just shows you how fucking disconnected they are. I'm sorry. And their game has been declining for a long time now, and they just can't get it. They don't see what's directly in front of them. The fans don't want seven. They just want fucking good baseball. Stop altering the balls. Let them fucking use stuff. I say bring the ball back from last year, right, and give them the substance. And just go ahead. Go back to normal, guys.
Even playing field. We're right good. Then and there. Yeah, you're right. So with that, we have a lot of action going on tonight. NBA playoffs. Yankees back in action. Tomorrow is Thursday. It's a softball day. We'll preview that a little bit because it's a big blood sport rivalry going down. But there is a lot of stuff going on in Chop Sports. Keep your eye out for a lot of new branding, a lot of website work, a lot of stuff. We're shooting for a certain date. I said it the other day, and we're still shooting for a July 1st release, almost like a coming out party. We'll even maybe do something like that, like a launch party or something.
We're looking to find a little place, a venue for a launch party.
Yeah,
maybe a Monmouth Park.
Ooh, wow, good call. Wow, I love that. I love that idea. Come on out. Lose all your money for Chop Sports. But go check out the podcast. Listen, I have to give credit where credit is due. I've been stressing about iTunes because of our podcast situation, but Chris, the magician Gucci, got things done today. I'm Your Football Team. Episode 1 is up, and episode 2 will be up literally tomorrow, along with the Mets will drop tomorrow. Till Mets Do Us Part, you'll have the brand new first episode ever on Friday of the goddamn Jets. They did a wonderful job. I got to edit it yesterday. It was and sit in, and Kim's a sweetheart, and those guys are great. Those guys are great, and they had such a good rapport. And it's good to hear optimism out of the New York Jets fan base because it's usually like the goddamn Jets.
Give it a couple fucking months.
We'll see. Like a goose, just bang, shoot that down. But anyway, subscribe to all the podcasts and make sure to follow us. Chop Sports Network on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter, Chop Sports Media, and TikTok. We're working on it. But I'm just not. I think we're too old for TikTok. We need a younger guy.
I'm too old for TikTok.
This guy thinks he's too old for TikTok.
Joe Matarese has got 1.7 billion views
and
on one of his videos.
And he'll tell you that every day of the week. But anyway.
And he'll charge you for it. Or try to.
And ask for a tip.
Right.
With that being said, for Sturch and Gooch, production Pete in the house, we will see you guys tomorrow.
We didn't touch on this, but Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely.
And we're back.